From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An anti-Islamic State coalition is expanded. Speaking to a summit in New York Tuesday on countering the Islamic State, President Obama warned the fight will be long, with successes as well as setbacks.
This is not an easy task. We have ISIL taking root in areas that already are suffering from failed governance in some cases. In some cases, civil war or sectarian strife as a consequence of the vacuum that exists in many of these areas, ISIL has been able to dig in.
Mr. Obama said more than 100 nations and institutions have answered the call as part of a global movement united behind a mission of destroying the extremist group. He announced Nigeria, Tunisia, and Malaysia have joined the more than 60-member U.S.-led coalition fighting the IS group in Iraq and Syria in what he called a long-term campaign that would involve both success and setback. Meanwhile, the U.S. announced sanctions against 25 people in five groups connected to the IS group with an aim of disrupting the militants' access to international financial system. In Burkina Faso, soldiers met little resistance Tuesday as they occupied a presidential guard barracks in the capital Ouagadougou following the guard's coup earlier this month. Witnesses reported bursts of gunfire as soldiers moved in. The presidential guard, known as the RSP, took the interim president, Michel Kafando, the prime minister, and several cabinet officials captive on September 16, named General Gilbert Diendera as leader of the junta. Diendera appeared on a local radio station and asked that his men lay down their weapons. This is VOA News.